Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we finished verses 2 and 3. So listen as we start on chapter 4, verse 4 today.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
There are many false prophets, preacher, in this world today, with very cunningly deceptive statement and teaching, because those preachers are also deceived. And so we are to try the spirits. How do we try the spirits? Well, by the word of God. We have an example of that in Acts chapter 17:11, where it says, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Now, folks, they just listened to the preacher. They just listened to the Apostle Paul and that mission team. That was a tremendous team. And yet, they were considered noble because they checked what those guys were saying by the word of God. Now, look, I know beyond any shadow of a doubt I'm very fallible. And I can say some wrong thing. And there's not a preacher walking on the face of this earth that can live perfectly and state everything perfectly and maybe miscommunicate something. And so always check the scripture. That's how you try the spirit. And when a preacher, no matter how good a preacher, how fundamental and how true to the word he is, when a preacher says one thing and the Bible says another, the Bible is always, always, always right, and that preacher is wrong, and I've got to admit, even if it is referring to myself. So, the Spirit is going to try you, so you need to try the Spirit, because they want to make you ineffective. In John chapter 14, verse 26, we read this, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Now again, the moment you got saved, you received the very Holy Ghost of God to live within you. That was the comfort. And we receive his words through the Bible, the written word. You see, Jesus is the living word, the Bible is the written word, and neither one contradict the other. And so, as you read the word, I try to encourage people to read the word first each morning. But as you do, think on it as you go throughout the day, meditate on it. Hide God's word in your heart that you might not sin against him, as the psalmist tells us in Psalms 119. And so, if we'll hide that word in our heart, then when the devil tries to bring in something that should not be there, you are ready for it. And you ask that in your prayers, in your time in the Word of God, you say, Lord, help me have quick recall of your Word. Help me to understand your Word. Teach me your Word. And you'd be surprised at how much God wants to teach you and help you. We have the Holy Spirit who uses the Word to help us to discern, and we need that. Look, when Satan's people try to deceive us, those spirits, and they try to use men to deceive us, understand one of the things the Holy Ghost gives us is discernment. So we need to ask for that, because I believe that that's one of the major problems of the local church and Christians today is a lack of discernment. And yet, we each need to have that discernment. So that calls on each of us, as Christians, men or women, to be a man or a woman of the Word. So again, check all that you hear this preacher say, and whatever your pastor would say, by the Word of God. And may I just emphasize the King James Bible, because it uses, if you're an English-speaking person, the right preserved text, the Textus Receptus of the New Covenant and the Masoretic of the Old Covenant. Now, we not only have the battle, but the battle is seen in verse 2 here, 1 John chapter 4. Now again, we're reviewing. Hereby know we the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Now, do you understand that? He is of God. Jesus is Emmanuel. That simply means God with us, not because I say so, but because the Bible tells us that that's what it means. Now, as you know, we're not that far from Christmas already. You're seeing it all over the stores to go into, all of these Christmas things. Well, it's not too early for us Christians to start speaking of Christ. The world is trying to give a fleshly Christmas. They're trying to give a material Christmas. Let's give the world a spiritual Christmas. And so, I think that's important. But in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, it says, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which, being interpreted, is God with us. Now, there's no argument about what Emmanuel means. If the Bible tells us what it means by the word Emmanuel, that's what it means. And here he's saying, a child is born, and this child is Emmanuel. He is God with us. Now, there should be no argument. Now, people argue because they don't believe it. Okay, they won't believe it. I have a Jewish man that I've witnessed to, and he told me he believes so much about Isaiah 53 and Psalms 22 about the cross, and he says there's no denying that's Jesus. But then he'll say, I can't believe that he's God come in the flesh. And so, that man's not saved as a result. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, it says, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Again, we're seeing here Emmanuel, God with us. And that was what the Old Testament said, and Matthew repeated it. So again, God is with us in Jesus Christ. Anyone that would deny that Jesus Christ was Almighty God come in the flesh is not of God. Everyone that would is of God. So Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And that is one of the great truths of Christmas. Confesseth has the idea of public identification. Public identification. Now think of that. Don't be ashamed to name the name of Jesus Christ wherever you go. Do not fear man more than you fear God. Matter of fact, Proverbs tells us the fear of man bringeth a snare. If you want to confess Christ, don't be ashamed. In Romans chapter 10, verse 11, we read this, for the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Matthew 10:32. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. He goes on to say, if you won't confess him before men, he's not going to confess you before God. Now, for a Christian, that's talking about God's help, God's answers to prayer. You don't confess him before men, there's no need for him to answer prayers for you. So, understand that in this love relationship, it's not just one-sided. He expects you to love him as well. Don't be ashamed to name that beautiful name, blessed name, Oh, how sweet. It's the hope of earth and joy of heaven. Jesus. Precious Jesus. The sweetest name I know, the sweetest name on mortal tongue, the sweetest carol ever sung. Jesus. Blessed Jesus. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says this way, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. I like that because it means full of wonder. Just the fact that he would save me is a wonder in itself. Wonderful Counselor. Isn't it interesting? People are paying hundreds of dollars for counselors. And here we have a counselor that we can come to freely. And the counsel is written in his word. All we have to do is heed it. And we'll have his strength. We'll have his help. We'll have his power. But he's not only wonderful and counselor. He's the mighty God. Is there anything too hard for God? Oh, no. He's the mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. No one will love you like this Father. And he's the Prince of Peace. No matter what the circumstances are in the world, our peace will not be based on circumstances. It'll be based on his presence. So again, Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Oh, is he your God? Is he your Prince of Peace? I hope that he is. If government tells you you cannot pray in that name, then my friend, you obey God rather than man. In Acts chapter 5, verse 28-29, we actually have an example of that. The Pharisees and their council are saying to John and Peter's are there in front of them, did not we strictly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles. So this just wasn't Peter only. This was he and the other apostles. Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. When God gives you a command, it's in his word. And they were told, go ye and teach all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. That's what they did. That's where they got in trouble first, was right there in Jerusalem. But when man says, no longer preach in that name, and God says, do it, you do what God says.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.